The brutal engagement had lasted almost 4 hours, lasted until all four Carizian galleons had been completely dismasted, until their sides had been beaten in by point-blank cannon fire, until blood ran from their scuppers, and the remaining gunners could scarcely serve their pieces because of the bodies in their way. They'd inflicted as many casualties as they'd taken, Merlin was certain of that, but their own losses were heartbreaking. It was impossible to be positive yet, even with the Snarks, but he would be surprised if Gwilym Manthir's crews hadn't taken at least 60% casualties before it was all over. He hoped he was overestimating, that the sheer fury of the engagement had caused him to be too pessimistic. Unfortunately, he couldn't convince himself he had been. Nor had Dancer and her three consorts been Manthir's only losses. HMS Silverlode had been driven ashore and wrecked at the height of the storm. Half her crew had been lost when she drove onto the rocks amid 35-foot waves. The other half had been rounded up by the Harchong army, who'd killed over half of the survivors in the process. HMS Defense had simply foundered, driven over on her beam ends by a huge sea no one could have seen or avoided in the darkness. She'd filled almost instantly and gone down with her entire company. And Dagger had ultimately been cornered against a lee shore by a trio of Thirsk's galleons. Forced to fight against such heavy odds, she'd given a good account of herself before she was forced to surrender. But it was obvious the Doloran Navy's days of letting itself be bullied into allowing Karras to dictate the terms of battle were over. And finally, HMS Howell Bay and HMS North Bay were still deep inside the Gulf of Dolar, trying to work their separate ways back out again without being intercepted. Of Gwilym Manthir's 19 galleons, including the captured Prince of Dolar, 8 had been captured or destroyed by the storm, and 2 might yet be intercepted before they could break free of the gulf. The others had reached Claw Island by now, or would reach it shortly, and Captain Powell, the senior officer left, had received Gwilym Manthir's final orders. Given the losses he'd already anticipated, and the obvious Doloran strength in the western portion of the Gulf of Dolar, those instructions had been clear, concise, and unwavering. It was only a matter of time, and not much of that, before Thirsk moved to attack Claw Island. So it was time to go, and Powell was ordered to evacuate the Marines and all of the transports, covered by the remaining galleons. Instead of heading east to return to Old Karras, however, he was to sail west to Chisholm. It would actually be a shorter journey, and given the Doloran performance, reinforcing Chisholm had just become a significantly higher priority. Yet the truth remained that the Carizian expedition wasn't simply withdrawing, its mission accomplished. Oh, it would have been withdrawing even without the storm. And if it had, if Manthir had evacuated Claw Island as planned and sailed home again, it would have been a very different matter. But that wasn't what had happened. For the first time, one of the Church's subject navies had scored an unambiguous victory over the Imperial Carizian Navy. What had happened off Dragon Island could be argued either way, claimed as a tactical victory by either side. What had happened in the Harchong Narrows could not. And the truth is, Merlin told himself unflinchingly, that Thirsk damned well earned that victory. The weather might have let him collect it, but it's entirely possible we would have gotten hurt even worse if not for the storm. He was closer behind Gwilym than Gwilym realized, and even if his crews were less disciplined than he might have wished, they were full of fight. If he'd managed to get all 42 of his ships into the approaches to Claw Island the way he'd planned, especially with him right there to impose tactical discipline, while Gwilym had to claw his way out with only 19 warships and all those transports to protect,